Okay, so I'm with James and Tom from the absolutely ever intriguing, I must say, Temples. You're kicking off your UK tour here in Newcastle. I know you played Glasgow yesterday, before you head out to Leeds, Sheffield, Manchester, Brighton, and many, many more. How are you feeling for the road ahead?
I'm excited above all anything else, I think. It's the first time we've toured the UK in probably around 2 years. Yeah. So it's... feels quite strange, but you know, to be back on the road in England. But yeah, we can't wait for it to start.
We've just came from a big US tour, so I think notoriously when we've done UK tours, it's been like the first few shows is really trying to kind of get there with the songs. You know what I mean? As far as getting them to translate live. But we've kind of had 5 weeks of that already, so I feel like the UK is in for a treat. As far as, you know, how well we're playing.
How did the US react to that? Do you think it's going to be different in the UK? Did you get a little hint of that in Glasgow yesterday?
It's hard to tell. I mean, you don't want to just play purely new songs. But at the same time, you don't want to just put a few in there for the sake of it. You know, we're promoting a new record. So we try and do at least half of the set of new songs. And it's, you know, they've been going down great, you know. It's great because we can close with, like, you know, a new song now, which makes me feel like it's going down well enough to do that, so therefore you can finish a set, you know.
Alright, nice. What's your favourite city to play, if you have one?
Oh, Newcastle probably, yeah.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah. Nice.
The shows in the north of England are always quite special, you know.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, certainly Newcastle and Manchester and Leeds and places that are always fun.
Yeah, was it a conscious decision to like choose mainly up north venues? Because I noticed that in the tour schedule, Brighton's probably the most southern one.
I think it's just you go where I guess like your main fan bases are. I guess that's what you do. I don't know. It's when we first started out, we would have probably toured everywhere, and it's like about kind of seeing where you go down the best. But we don't really have much to do with the booking of the tours. It's kind of, you know, we'll go to wherever. You know, we're not pernickety. I think just generally, as far as our success to a degree in Britain is north, really, other than London. You know, north seems to be where the people seem to want to come and see us.
So Volcano was your brand new album. Kind of brand new, came out the 3rd of March. How excited were you to release this record? Because it's been a few years since you released material.
Yes, excited doesn't really quite cut it, I think. It was, 3 years is quite a long time. So we were, you know, not desperate, but it felt long overdue to have some new music out there and to kind of share with people where we were creatively, you know, at the moment. So it's, yeah, it means everything really to have new music out there and for people to, you know, have something else.
How did you go about creating the sound for this record? Because for me it sounds like you have made such a big progress over the 3 years. What did you have any really big decisions that you remember where you were like, okay, this is kind of the sound we're going for again, or was it just a case of knuckling down?
It was pretty natural, I think, progression onwards, and just sort of putting the songs first really above, and you know, perhaps the sound of the record, you know, but that wasn't as fully considered at the start. And one developed along the way, just kind of letting the songs dictate how it sounds. So it was a very
I think we had definitely, and it was like it wasn't an afterthought production. It was just a case of like getting the songs right in the first place. And then, I mean, finding like a thread of sound throughout. As far as like the drums, there's obviously like difference throughout the album to a certain degree. But there's like a drum sound on this record as much as there was in the first. But it's a more contemporary approach as far as, you know, the kick drum sounds like. It could be, you know, like a hip hop kick drum, you know, as opposed to being like a garage rock, you know, 60s sounding kick drum.
Yeah.
Pardon the bad use of an adjective, because 60s isn't really an adjective. And then it was a case of like throwing everything kind of maybe upside down in places where, you know, people might think something's a synth but it's a guitar, and other things people might think is like, you know, a fuzz bass, but it's actually a synth trying to sound like a fuzz bass. Like, all these things are just basically, like, not applying, you know, any rules, really. I think there's probably some more constrictions on the first record as far as what you can do with an instrument, and on this record it was way more forward-thinking about creating something a little more unique.
Cool. Your first single was, like, Certainty, then your second one was Strains of You Forgotten, and I noticed they were the first and last tracks on the album. Was there anything towards that, or am I just being a bit stupid with that?
You're reading into it because you're obviously an artistically minded person, so you think, what does that mean? It just happens to be the order of what the songs need to be released.
Right, yeah.
Some people think it's dangerous to do that because it's like you're giving away the intro and the end of your album.
I thought it was like, so you didn't give away the middle, so like people got two perspectives,
yeah.
And then you're like, what's the middle going to sound like?
You're right as much as you're wrong.
Right,
so,
okay.
You know what I mean? And we're right as much as we're wrong. But it just happened to be those two songs.
Yeah.
And it feels like Strange to Be Forgotten is a good enough song and to close an album. But in no means does it finish where we're at with singles. Because I think the next single that we've got to come will throw people off again. And if they haven't got the record, then I'm 99% sure that they'll be intrigued to hear the whole record after hearing those three singles.
You made Volcano in your hometown of Kettering, is that right?
Well, just up the road, but yeah.
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 So, what was the decision behind that? Were you like, okay, I want to go and make this in my home? Did you build a studio, am I right?
It's not really a studio. Call it a studio because it's where you record, but it's not, you know, if you walked into it, you wouldn't be like, it's a studio, like, it's a bedroom.
Yeah, yeah. You know? What was the environment like of making it, like, within your bedroom? Was it... Do you enjoy it more?
Well, it's just like, it just feels like a very non-pressure environment. Other than the pressure that we put on each other as, you know, as bandmates and friends, as far as capturing a performance and, you know, working on, you know, the song as a song, melodically or sounds. But I think the whole band started from that process, and to kind of stray from that so soon, it feels, would be... just like a bit of a counterintuitive thing to do. It's like, what, you don't change it if it's not broken, you know? There were points where we were uninspired, but, you know, I'm talking like maybe like one day, like just, you know, it could just be that day, and it doesn't matter whether you're at a home studio or in a big recording studio, you might just be rubbish that day, you know.
Not on form, yeah.
But we got through it, and I feel like we've made a more unique record for that purpose, in the same way that we did. You know, it won't sound like anybody else. It doesn't sound like, I'm not going to name any producers, but it doesn't sound like their drum sound or their vocal sound. Mm-hmm. It sounds like us.
Okay, so the name Volcano, how did that come about? Why is that the name of the album?
A song lyric in the song, O the Saviour. And I guess out of everything, the album cover, the songs, an album name was missing. And going through various sort of, you know, different inspiration for album names, it seemed to be a word that stuck and kind of brought a new meaning to, like, the album cover the songs in its own right, whilst being something completely unrelated, which I think is something we wanted to do. It's like a slightly abstract... There is no volcano on the album cover.
We got the artwork before we'd came up with the title, which meant that for some point, you know, for a while, we thought about the idea of, you know, using that image as something to conjure up the title of the record. And there was certain album titles with, like, key in it, you know, that kind of imagery. But then, I don't know, maybe we didn't really talk about this, but it feels like a bit strange to, from, like, another source, which was, you know, Jonathan Zawada, the artist, to, like, title your record after somebody else's perception of the record feels a little bit like, well, no, really, we should be coming up with the title without being influenced by, say, the artist. So it made sense to kind of, you know, Volcano and that image work perfectly together, but at the same time, it wasn't really destined to go with that, you know. If we said to the artist, the album's called Volcano, he wouldn't have came back with that. So it was kind of great that we didn't have a title. And
went off kind of whatever he thought.
Yeah, and that was the first thing that he sent back, as, I mean, not necessarily the colourway, but that was, and I think all of us, it's the first time that we've straight away been like, well, that's great. Usually it's like, yeah, I'm not sure, and you have to work on that, and it's like, all we had to do was agree on colours, which is much easier than a concept.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Okay, so let's go back to the start of like when Temples, you know, began. What was that one moment where you were like in a room with each other and you thought,